Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 12, 2020. Iowa Law Enforcement Academy Council Meeting, August 2020. The Iowa Law Enforcement Academy, ILEA, Council met telephonically and via webinar on Thursday, August 6, 2020. The minutes from the last regular meeting were approved, as well as the items for the consent agenda. Waivers and extensions. The Council granted 5 waivers related to its administrative rules. The approved waivers included providing a 180-day extension of the certification period for a Fairfield officer who was injured on duty and has not been medically cleared, as well as 2 waivers for law enforcement instructor requirements for 2 individual veteran officers of the Cedar Rapids Police Department. Director's Report, ILEA Assistant Director, AD, Rachel Creer, reported on several items. Current Academy classes and graduation. The 293rd and 292nd Academies are scheduled to graduate on Tuesday, August 11, 2020 at Valley West Church in West Des Moines. Due to restrictions on mass gatherings resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic, the ILEA is considering limiting the amount of people in attendance and planning to enforce social distancing measures. Upcoming Academy classes. Additionally, AD Creer noted that preparations for the 294th and 295th Academies are currently underway. Both Academy classes will begin on August 31, 2020 with online instruction for several weeks before cadets are moved into the Academy dormitories. Specialty schools. AD Creer stated that although several specialty schools, including firearm training schools, will start meeting in person, some specialty schools, such as jail officer schools, will continue to be held online. Individually, these institutions have taken steps such as fast-tracking graduations and providing online courses to adjust for the implications of COVID-19. Personnel update. AD Creer noted that the Academy has posted a Secretary 1/Clerk position, as well as 2 night proctor overnight security guard positions. Building update. AD Creer confirmed that construction on the new ILEA building has been completed and that current cadets are living on campus. The majority of furniture has been delivered and classrooms are fully furnished, with the exception of some technical audiovisual media work that continues to be done. AD Creer also mentioned that staff is currently continuing to work with Hy-Vee to cater the Academy cafeteria, and although there were some initial complaints regarding portion size of the food, talks are underway in order to change the food service to accommodate the cadets' needs. New Learning Management System. The ILEA recently started utilizing the services of a new Online Learning Management System, LMS. Osmore LMS is now being utilized in providing basic academy classes and jailer school classes and in the updating of various hiring forms internal to the ILEA. Discussion of House File 2647. House File 2647, Criminal Justice Reform Act, was passed unanimously by the Iowa General Assembly on June 11, 2020, and enacted by Governor Kim Reynolds on June 12, 2020. The act relates to the certification, training, and prosecution of peace officers and the use of chokeholds by peace officers. The act requires the ILEA, in consultation with the Iowa Civil Rights Commission, ICRC, advocacy organizations, and various interest groups and stakeholders, to develop, provide, and disseminate annual training to every law enforcement officer employed by a law enforcement agency on matters related to de-escalation techniques and the prevention of bias. The Act also establishes circumstances under which the ILEA Council is required to revoke a certification of a law enforcement or reserve peace officer, may suspend or revoke a certification of a law enforcement or reserve peace officer, or may deny an application of a law enforcement officer from another state seeking employment at an agency in this state. After a lengthy discussion on the potential implications of House File 2647 on police and public safety agencies across the state, the Council voted unanimously to require 2 hours of de-escalation training and 2 hours of racial bias training on an annual basis for all law enforcement officers employed by a law enforcement agency. For additional information on the requirements provided in House File 2647, please see the fiscal note. Approval of Cooper's Test Standard Update. The Cooper Fitness Test is a test of physical fitness commonly used by law enforcement agencies in conducting evaluations for Law Enforcement Academy eligibility. The test was recently updated in 2017 to reflect changes in the type of testing activities. The Council voted unanimously to update ILEA fitness test requirements to the new Cooper Fitness Test requirements. Attorney General Update. Jesse Ramirez, Assistant Attorney General, provided the Academy Council with information regarding rulemaking related to the implementation of House File 2647. Mr. Ramirez stated that he plans to make notice of intended action rulemaking documents available to the Council by the next meeting in order to move the process toward final notice and adoption. The rulemaking changes include updates to definitions and the decertification process as required by House File 2647. The next council meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. on October 1st, 2020 at the ILEA headquarters located at Camp Dodge. For additional information, visit ileatraining.org. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Christine Meckler, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-250-0458, and Laura Book, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-205-9275.